Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. This is episode number 19, JC.
19, bro.
Dude, we're pushing through these, my man.
Here's the thing. We're here every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday. Today, we're just a little bit late. No worries. We have some amazing guests today. JC, who we got?
Listen, today's really going to be awesome. We have some, I consider to be titans.
Killers.
With an A. Today. Incredible women doing incredible
things. Better ask somebody.
Better ask somebody.
If you don't know.
Yes.
Right. You probably living under a rock. We got Tina and Madison here from Normal, and it's an honor. So what's good?
Aww,
how we doing, guys?
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We're gonna dive into their story today.
Right? Yeah, we're gonna definitely dive into their story. All right.
P.S. Well, one to know one, by the way, guys.
I appreciate it. Thanks. let's just get to the quick and dirty. More Act. What's going on, guys? We're gonna have federal legalization here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
We hope.
Yeah, so this week was really historic. Now that kind of the Safe Banking Act has gone through, it seems like the waters of Congress have gotten to a point where they felt comfortable actually in the House Judiciary Committee hearing the MORE Act, which is the most comprehensive marijuana legislation bill to be introduced yet, and it passed. So now we're super excited because we're just waiting to hear whether or not they'll be able to in the next few days.
But it passed the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah.
Very important, because I have seen people on Instagram saying this bill passed. It's important to know what process it passed.
Sure. So you guys want to break that down real quickly just so that the viewers know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So what are we talking about, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about...
So decriminalization, descheduling, expunging records, putting money back into the communities like mine, Detroit, Michigan, that were affected by the war on drugs.
Setting up a program with the Small Business Administration so that people are able to seek funding for their small businesses if they want to get into this industry.
Nice.
Setting up just an overall opportunity fund so that people who have also been, you know, devastated by the war on drugs can seek some financial relief and their communities can be rebuilt.
Because when we're talking about, and you so eloquently put all that, and I love so much how you guys are just so dug into it, right? But a lot of people look at it and like, oh, it's just federally legal, right? And so they think, oh, this is going to be weeds legal across, and that's what it is, right? But there's so much more that's going to be wrapped up into this bill that makes it
and
what
this
it
would
is,
be right? It would leave it up to the states to decide. So it doesn't necessarily make it federally legal. Right? Mm-hmm. It's up for states to decide. States don't have to make it legal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where then when it's broken down by state and you look at us in our state and we're already 2 years ahead of everybody, we have so much power to control what happens in our state. And I saw that firsthand by, you know, really being involved with the lobbying process at the state level and meeting people and building relationships very quickly. One thing I was so proud to learn was we have more women in our legislature than any other state. So we get shit done.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice.
You know. And they were late. We weren't late. Let's just clear that up right now.
Yeah. But, you know, also, too, you know, the MORE Act, we've been able to see here in Nevada the reasons why some of these, like, criminal justice elements and social equity pieces are important. Because this is it's becoming a really corporatized industry. And we don't want people to be left behind. You know, there's a lot of great entrepreneurs in this space who, you know, if they don't have millions of dollars to participate in the industry, can't necessarily get in. So that's where a bill like this helps to really, you know, make sure that people can enter the industry.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, me and JC have talked about like social equity programs in certain states. I know Illinois is going to be coming online with something like that, pretty similar. So yeah, that's all awesome. What can people do to help with that? Is there any way that they can help?
Yes. I'm so glad that you asked. Many of you received a little card like this for our Veterans Safe Harvey Day Act, and it's so nicely has the phone numbers and emails of your senators and your congressmen and women. If you're not sure who to call, all the steps are right there. But you can call them every single day on your way to work and express your interest and tell them that how you work in cannabis, you believe in cannabis, and why this should pass. This is what older white people do in the suburbs who have nothing to do all day, and that's why those bills get passed. Mm-hmm. So right now we need to focus on calling Susie Lee. She is our congresswoman for the Henderson area.
She's and yours, Tony.
Yeah, she's
yours.
Mine.
That's your girl.
That's my girl, Susie Lee. Shouts out.
And,
make it happen, Susie.
Amade.
And Mark Amade, our Republican congressman from Reno area. So all of our homies up in Reno, please give him
a call. Actually, not even just Reno. He's got like half of the Northern Nevada.
Pretty much just everything besides Las Vegas.
Basically, like the whole mostly central and Northern Nevada. Yeah. This one dude.
But if you don't have these phone numbers, they are on our Instagram, Las Vegas Normal and Nevada Normal. But it's just very easy. This is what putting your two cents in means, right? And for so many of us, we don't put our two cents in unless it applies to us. Oh, somebody else will do that. That doesn't apply to me. Oh, insurance? Never needed insurance. Nothing happened to me. Oh, mm-hmm. 2 days later, you're in car accident, you have a $25,000 insurance bill, right? Mm-hmm. We're all in cannabis. We all believe in the power of the plant. We all need to be picking up the phone and doing this. Till we're so annoying, they know us by our motherfucking names.
Yes. 100p.
Light up that joint.
And thank you guys for participating last week in the lobby day that we had going.
We will.
I always like it.
You're welcome. I had a lot of fun calling them and, you know, expressing my First Amendment right. So
that's what activism is. So a lot of us, we define ourselves as advocates. We say that we're for it. You know, we participate in this legal industry. But doing little small things like this is just how you take it to the next step to make sure that you don't take it for granted. So thanks for doing that.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So obviously you guys don't just do normal. You guys have to have actual jobs.
We have lives.
Yeah, you guys have lives and stuff
because,
of that nature.
But because you guys are volunteering.
Yeah, that's also a big, big part. Like the fact that you guys do it for free is nuts. Crazy.
It's bananas.
it's what makes
don't
it
remind
so,
me.
Yeah, it's what makes it so beautiful, and I'm sure you know it gets to be daunting, right? But it's probably what makes it really rewarding.
Thank you.
I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, what makes it rewarding for you guys? Like, why do you? I mean, obviously, you know, you guys spend a ton of time doing this, obviously for the greater good for everybody else. But what personally? Why do you do it?
A big thing for me is, and actually we're doing it right here, right now, a big thing for me is just challenging the stigma, breaking the stigma, really being able to show that just because we consume pot doesn't mean we're lazy, it doesn't mean that we're not functioning members of society, no thank you. But, you know, the fact of the matter is like, you know, we still do have to kind of prove that there isn't this stoner stereotype. So for me, that's what really gets me going is like being able to show people that, you know, we can participate in our government and things like that. We can walk into Dina Titus's office and have her say, oh, y'all are really well dressed for marijuana activists, you know, and it's like, what does that even mean? But we know what it means.
Of course,
right?
Of course you do. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. This needs to be ashed.
I gotcha.
So right now.
So for me, it is the natural thing to do. It is the right thing to do. I feel that the day I was lucky enough to make a living from cannabis, I wanted to make an impact in it. Mm-hmm. So two of the most important things for me is making sure that people aren't sitting in prison for this plant when there's tons of people making millions of dollars. That's number one priority, and that people can go back into life, and also they can work in cannabis, become a productive member of society. You should do what you're good at, right? So now you can change these whole people's lives. Number two, our opioid epidemic definitely hit my town of Kingman, Arizona, where I went to junior high and high school, very hard and affected many of my friends. So that's a second reason. And then aging parents. Parents and family friends or just anybody with ailments, you know, so many of us have just things that are in our mind that weren't in our mind 20 years ago because we look in everybody else's life and comparing our lives to their lives. So cannabis does so many great things that I want to tell the world about it. And I think people need somewhere where they can get that piece of education. And I really just enjoy teaching people what I know in a hopefully humorous and motivating way. Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. It is great. One of the things that I love about it is just like the journey, you know, watching, you know, because we've kind of worked alongside each other a little bit, you know, in the industry and kind of grown a lot in the last few years. And it's been cool to watch. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, when you kind of started this journey that you just, you know, so eloquently kind of like described, right? Like you weren't like prepared for all that, right? Like, I don't even think that like, you know,
I definitely had a vision of what I wanted to do. And I'll tell you, that vision came to life when I came to the normal meeting and I saw Madison and I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly where I want to be. This is exactly who I want to meet. And it was like everything came together for me. And then the way that we work together and move forward and get shit done together, because it really is us.
You have to have a good team.
A lot.
Right you guys?
Yeah. It's all about having a good team.
You guys know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be, we're volunteers and we have great people around us, but to really progress the movement, we work very well together. And that in itself is rewarding. Have you ever heard of Zig Ziglar?
Yes.
So Zig Ziglar at 13.
JC's favorite guy.
Sorry. Yes. I'm like the only one.
JC quotes Zig Ziglar today.
Yes,
he's actually a legend.
Because he means so much. My mom made us listen to his tapes when we were 13 years old. And he said, you can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. Mm-hmm. And I rolled my little bratty eyes and I thought, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And as life progresses, you just realize that statement holds more and more true in a matter of so many ways. And this happens to be one of them. I don't even need to date anyone right now because I'm so fulfilled by cannabis.
Just throwing that out there.
Mic drop, I guess. Yeah. Weird flex, but okay.
So many people are like so upset. People are like logging off right now. That's the only reason I was watching.
I'm not saying I'm not open to it, but you're just so fulfilled by cannabis.
Yeah.
So biggest lesson you've learned through your advocacy work over the last 3 to 5 years or however long it's been?
I would say, you know, people, we all have a lot of different opinions about how things have to go, about how things should work. We just need to really remember why we're here, what we love, and try to just work together as much. And I would say that's the biggest thing is like, you know, taking all the people that have opinions that are different than yours and instead trying to work with them, trying to figure out how you can work together and come to solutions. I think that's definitely been a great lesson for me to learn, at least.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, cannabis brings all different types of folks with their opinions, but ultimately we all believe in the power of the plant. And I think that's a statement that can hold true to everyone. And then when you get down to the details, people might think a little bit differently, like especially on social justice. But we can't lose focus of the core, which is the power of the plant. And it's the, hey, same team. Why are we fighting amongst each other? Yeah. So I also think it's important that we set the bar for how people in the community act. We have seen people at the top, right? Jorge Pupo being one of them who taking bribes.
Call them out. Right.
Yes, absolutely. These people have undermined the integrity of Nevadans. They took an oath to public service. They're taking bribes. They are a disgrace when it says the gold standard. So if they're going to do that and people are going to do shady stuff, people that are customer-facing leaders and consumers like us, we can go ahead and prove how we behave, how we act, and the example that we set. Yeah. And I think that's very important. Yeah. And I think we all do a great job, even if we are smoking on camera. Please don't anyone send this to Sherry and Ken Boyer.
We are actually smoking on some of your flower, right, Tina? We're smoking on some.
Yeah.
Old pal.
Oh, it's time for the plug.
I was just going to plug you.
Time for the plug.
Smoking
plug,
on some
plug.
GG4 from Old Pal. It's a hybrid. Got 24% THC. We're looking at 6 milligrams of caryophyllene, 2 milligrams of humulene. That's not seen common. And then
we're not even hungry right now.
I'm not hungry at all. Are you hungry?
Not yet.
Does that one make you hungry?
They say it's appetite suppressant, but so, I don't know. I'm actually not that hungry.
Good stuff. I'm gonna put that out.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to say that the GG4 Ace were the number one selling cannabis product in Nevada in September and doing just as strong as ever. That's a little high on THC. Usually we're 17 to 21, but you get what you get. And it's going to be a good, clean smoke, and you can smoke it with your pals and share it because it's a reasonable price.
Nice. And we're talking about your day job, right? Because all this other stuff
that's
that you do, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sorry. I was trying to do a transition job. Before, and then JC cut me off.
You know what?
I was going to be a really beautiful transition.
This is one of the most beautiful aspects of where my choices in life have taken me is I can align the company that I represent and sell their values exactly with normal values. Yeah. For Old Pal, we want to create accessible, affordable, shareable flower, right? That everybody can afford and pass around. And at Normal, we believe that consumers have the right to accessible, affordable, safe flower. Mm-hmm. Well, at Old Pal, we think it should be safe too, but like, right, same thing, almost same thing. And I can do that through my product, but I learned so much through Normal and how I can spread that knowledge to consumers that buy Old Pal. So it's been awesome. I can't say enough good things, and it's going so well. I appreciate all my pals who sell it, all my pals who smoke it. That Pabst Blue Ribbon, you know what? That's kind of ironic. Yep. That's on the table right now, because that is a value shelf beer, right? Someone says, throw me a beer. You want Pabst Blue Ribbon? That's fine, right? Same thing with the Bud Light. That's exactly where Old Pal wants to be with cannabis. Mm-hmm. So why everyone else can take their 30% THC levels that they're probably lying about anyways, because we all know that. We are proud of our
just call them out, Tina.
THC hot levels.
You're on fire on this podcast.
It's not just me. Let them know. Leaders, I'll be the one to say it. You know, and take flower back to what it should be, which is affordable. Yeah. So that's my Old Pal plug. How did you like that?
I'm pretty high.
You guys high?
I like it. I feel pretty clear though. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Madison?
We can roll another one.
I make pizza.
She makes pizza. Let's plug it out.
Well, I started a food truck this last year.
Yes.
So
I've got the try. It's very, very good.
Yep. I had a I had a brick oven imported from Italy.
Super dope.
Fun. And so I make wood fired.
And you put it in a truck?
So initially I thought that I was going to be able to put it in this like 1988 food truck that I was going to buy.
Oh, cool.
Because it was like a value food truck, right? And then I got it and they were like, no, too bad. That's like a 4,000 pound oven. It's not going to go in that. Mm-hmm. So I custom built this entire trailer around it. Mm. I ended up, having to write a business plan, secure a loan and grant through the Small Business Administration. So, you know, when we were talking about the MORE Act and the Small Business Administration, that's something that personally helped me. And I understand that it's great for, you know, business owners. Now I cater events and do stuff around town, especially with dispensaries mm-hmm. and cannabis brands. It's fun.
Yeah, it's nice. Fun. Buy an Old Pal, get a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
But now she's doing whole pizzas. These are whole pizzas. Like this crust is amazing.
Do you call them pies?
She got the oven flown in from Italy.
It's really, really good. I have gone to Acres and have not even bought weed and just get the pizza. It's that good. and they do a deal there, right? I mean, yeah. You're not going to be there for the rest of the year, starting next year, you'll probably get back there again. And usually the way it works is that you go there, you buy some product, they give you a little voucher, and then you walk up, you give your voucher, and then you get some awesome pizza, and you get to go home with pizza and your weed and smoke some weed and eat some pizza.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautiful types of Fridays you can do.
I'm really into doing like the, you know, the cross promotion kind of cross marketing thing with brands and pizza, because I feel like, I mean, what better way to get to your customer's heart than with pizza?
Pizza brings people together. Cannabis sure brings people together, right?
You see the themes.
It's the best
just come hang out, smoke weed and eat pizza.
Yeah. PB&J, weed and pizza, bro.
Music.
Yeah.
And listen to rap music.
Yeah.
Listen to rap music. Is that part of the normal plan too, listening to rap music?
We like to pump ourselves up.
70s rock also.
70s rock as well.
Yeah, classic rock.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your meetings are pretty high energy.
Yeah, let's talk about the meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to multiple. And,
thank you.
And it's like, you know, it's like going to a Chicago Bulls game, honestly. Michael Jordan comes out. They're running around. It's crazy.
They're pretty dope. So you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys
very
do monthly
accurate
meetings,
depiction.
Right?
Thank you.
Monthly meetings. Weekly?
Monthly.
Monthly?
Monthly meetings. Usually the first Wednesday.
Madison's Phil Jackson and I'm Michael Jordan.
Okay. All right.
Precisely.
We laugh at each other all the time, too.
It's perfect. Do you guys laugh at each other?
When's the next one?
Just at
the meetings, right? our goal is to give a Cliff Notes version of what's happening, right, in bigger things than just smoking weed that have to do with change and policy and law. like, I wasn't even sure what the word reform meant. I go, Madison, why don't they just say change bills? Why do they say reform? Right? It doesn't matter what level of knowledge about politics you're at. Maybe you're not even registered to vote. What matters is you should be putting your two cents in, and you should be learning and realizing we're one of 11 states. Start learning now so you can position yourself to go to other states, continue to grow your brand, your business, you know, continue to change. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, without taking it for granted, you know. And mm-hmm. so we don't have any more meetings for the rest of the year, but our next meeting will be what, January 8th?
No, we have a Christmas party. Oh. Let me do the announcements. Oh, okay. We have a Christmas party, you all guys! Right.
Going live with it.
All right. So we just finalized 2 days ago, Nuwoo Tasting Room is going to let us use their Christmas party or use their establishment for our Christmas party.
Lit.
It will be a ugly sweater Christmas party. Mm-mm. It will be a catered Christmas party. So think of little mini bite of Las Vegas, little mini bite of cannabis, right? Mm. So we're going to have it catered by Firefly. And we'll have a DJ, and then we will have some deep discounts in the new store.
Yeah.
Yes. We want to celebrate our year. We, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people in the industry, leaders, consumers, people who care, advocates that have been doing this for a long time. We want to bring everyone together and just, hell yeah, great job, everyone. Hands in.
December 4th.
Sometimes you just got to give yourself a pat on the back. We all need to do that.
I'm going.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing to me. So do you have to buy a ticket?
Yes.
How's that work?
So it will be $20. $20. We'll have an RSVP.
Yes.
We'll have an RSVP link on the gram, but $20, and then we'll have a silent auction items. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. Nice. And $20 goes to
normal to us.
Awesome. Awesome. And that helps fund you guys to do awesome campaigns, print flyers like those, go to trips to DC to go lobby on our behalf.
This is a great example of like, if someone makes a couple $100 donations, we got 2,000 of these made.
Great.
And now people have them forever. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just put it in your car. And then when you're sitting and you're pissed that we don't have, you know, a better road system, you can be like, no, I'm going to fucking complain about cannabis and our roads.
Complain about all the potholes.
That's the Christmas party, and then our meeting after that will actually be a great meeting. So we are going to be having Assemblyman Steve Yeager. He is my Assemblyman who I was able to meet with when we lobbied in Carson.
Nice.
We actually lobbied for patient home grow of 12 plants per person and a decrease in DUI offense, right? It's a felony now. We're asking it to be a misdemeanor. He was, but he was the one who came up with the advertising restrictions.
No, he came up with the bill that reduced.
Reduced, yeah. He came up with a bill that reduced the advertising restrictions. So for us in the industry, we no longer have to submit to the state and the three-man team that they probably have working there to approve our advertisements.
Brutal.
It will definitely help creativity.
When did that happen?
That happens January 1st.
Yeah.
So he will be our speaker at our meeting. So it's very important if you are in marketing, if you are in marketing and you want to be in marketing, yes, please do. He's a cool dude. He's like a couple years older than you and me, JC.
January 8th. Where's it at? Where's it at? January 8th.
So I think we have to hold on where it'll be because we're announcing a new spot for our meetings. But it'll be hot. Yeah, it'll hold 250 people.
Probably. I should. I'll know in a couple days, Madison. Pray for the new spot. Okay, so then we are having him. So it'll be great. That's the kind of stuff we need to do is support our legislators when they do something well, not just ask for something when we need it, right? And then the meeting will be hosted by Scentsy Magazine. Nice. And Abby will be talking about Scentsy, and she's had some great accomplishments this year, and she has been a super committed member, so it goes hand in hand. And then, of course, Madison and I will be putting our two cents in and teaching you whatever we think you should learn.
Sick. Another great event. I mean, what's going to be the warm-up song, like the hype song in the beginning? Have you picked that yet? Or are you just going to be a surprise? What was it last time? What was it last month?
I am always a big fan. In junior high basketball, we opened the doors and we ran out to "Let's Get Ready to Rumble." And then it was Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. Hey, maybe we can hear that song January 8th.
That's when I could feel my self-worth building.
Yeah, we want people to come, though. We want people to come.
You know what?
We'll take your suggestions. Yeah, we'll take the DM. Your suggestions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you want to hear a certain song, DM Las Vegas Normal or Nevada Normal on Instagram and tell them what song you want to hear for the pump-up song. Okay. You guys also plan conventions. I threw a convention in Reno. You guys helped plan it. That was super awesome. Thank you guys. Never, you know, publicly want to thank you guys for doing that.
Thanks for and then you guys are all
yeah, you guys are also doing one this weekend.
Yes, we are.
What's going on? What's happening?
So it's called CBDIO, huge international CBD trade show. So this is a really big deal for us. This was the first trade show that we were really given the opportunity to have two stages to coordinate educational panels and keynote speakers over the 2 days. They're anticipating about 20,000 attendees this year. Yeah, so focused mostly on business to business in the CBD space. Mm-hmm. This is really just focusing on education. There'll be a lot of B2B networking, a lot of that kind of thing going on too, but we're there to help kind of control the narrative, help use our influence to talk about this new growing industry and, you know, the integrity that we want to see and the values that we want to see instilled in it. So we're excited. You know, you'll be up on stage. And,
yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, spitting some truth.
Yeah, we're gonna have lots of Culture and Cannabis podcast alumni on there.
Yes.
Gen T is going to be hosting a couple panels. My boy, Brandon from Harmonious CBD, who's actually in
Love
studio
Brandon.
Right now. You guys can't see him, but he's sitting to the right of me. He'll be having a keynote at 3:30 on Saturday. So go check that out. It's going to be really, really good. So yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Come if you are in the cannabis industry, if you have came to a normal meeting, you want to come to a normal meeting, it will be definitely well worth your time to just learn from these folks and get your name out there if you want to somehow do something.
Yeah, there's over 30 panels that are coordinated between the 2 days, so it's a really big deal.
And you guys did all that coordination.
Yeah, our volunteers.
No, Madison has done 99.9% of the work.
No, we had other volunteers.
I did 1% because we met for 2 hours about the deal. But Madison has done so much work. This was a huge project that I think somebody should be making $15,000 to do.
Easy.
And
I would agree.
I would agree as well.
Like, but, you know, but here's
but
the...
Madison for is
hire.
So
Madison is for
work.
Hire, yes. People. 15K. Yeah. If you want a sick lineup at your convention,
yeah,
hit her up.
If you want to be bossed around, here she is. Actually, here we come.
No, but, you know, here's the whole thing, though, too. I mean, really, it was more about... This is at the core, you know, the mission of what Las Vegas Normal does. We want to educate our local community. So it's important to us. It's important to me. To where when we have 20,000 people coming to our city looking for education, we're making sure this is like value, right? This is our town, right? You know, we want to make sure that we're putting out the right information. So just having the opportunity to do that, you know, being able to participate with our friends in the community that we, you know. You know, our veterans and have the information. This is good. This is great.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, and so just to reiterate, it's going to be Friday and Saturday, which is tomorrow and Saturday.
Yes.
Where is it going to be at?
Convention Center South Hall.
Convention Center South
Free
Hall.
Free ticket codes. So if you go on to the CBDIO website, you can actually use the GA admission just ticket, go through, and then type in normal 19, all caps, NORML 19. And yeah, that'll be the free ticks.
Yeah. I think I have one as well. I think it's just Lee 19.
So and it's you. 11 cool. to 5.
Tomorrow and Saturday.
I will be kicking off the show.
Yeah. Gina's moderating a couple of marketing panels.
Yeah, it's gonna be really lots of fun. I'm really excited to check it out. I'm really excited to see what's going on there. So before we hop off here, we got a little bit of time left. Is there anything you guys want to talk about as far as like Normal goes and
Well, we have an exciting, you know, weekend here because obviously the panels, but we have Carly Wolf, who's in studio here too with us, who's our national policies director at Normal. And so we're so honored to have her here because she literally oversees like all of the state legislation every session when it comes to marijuana policy. So I think last year she looked at over 300 individual pieces of legislation, and she's just a G. So we're glad to have her here.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Normal. And if people want to get involved with Normal, how can they do that?
wonder. I'm so glad you asked. Mm. So it's really, really.
What? Look at the.
Mm. Oh.
This
one. The time. This one. Oh. So first and foremost, you need to commit to coming to the monthly meetings. Okay. First and foremost, if you can't commit to come to the monthly meetings, you're not going to be in the loop. Following along on the gram, becoming a member. It's $25. It's $25, and you get a shirt and a pin. You're good to go. Okay. Then you can volunteer for more stuff like. Right now at the conference, we need folks for the booth to educate other people, register people to vote, sign letters. That's step number two. Then once we see that you're a committed member, you will start to get can have more responsibilities. We are looking for someone to help with our social media. We're looking for a secretary. No, I'm sorry.
Treasurer.
That's going to be very hard for Madison to let go of. Just kidding. We hate. Gotta no go. One wants to deal with money.
Gotta go.
Yeah. So, and you know, just staying up to par with what's going on. You'll get a newsletter. Educate yourself. Watch YouTube videos. Right. Spread and then spreading the message that
this
you
is
learn.
A community-driven group, right? You know, people all the time are like, "Normal, why aren't you doing this? Normal, why aren't you doing that?" We need the help, you know, it's really about
why aren't you doing that?
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like me, Tina, Ariel, Josh, you know, we're working hard. Randy, you guys know Randy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love Randy.
But we're the backbone of the organization. So we can only do what we can do in the volunteer time. We need more people to help us out.
Yeah. And especially if you are a business, a cannabis business, and you can't put time into social justice, but you can do a canned food drive. Come on now. And let me tell you something. I did a canned food drive and I loved it with Thrive and it was great. I was so happy. But at the same time, I would want to see as many of these dispensaries and cultivation and production teams focusing on cannabis reform as much as you're focusing on canned food. Quote me on that, please.
That's a good one. That is a good
chisel
one.
Chisel that on our tombstone.
But you know, that's like, so if you
and
are a business,
really, realistically,
like,
I mean, let's just say, like, what the best thing that a cannabis business can do is help you guys with the, you know, financially, right?
Here's one service we want to offer. Okay, we would love to come to your business for lunch and talk about voting, registering folks to vote, telling them what we know about the candidates and where they are rated with national normal, right? So we can get as many people enrolled to vote in the primary, and it is so important that Joe Biden does not win our state. Mm-hmm. And he is a front runner in our state. And hopefully everyone knows that he said he needs more research on cannabis, which could put our jobs
backwards.
He called
it a gateway drug still.
A gateway drug.
Yuck.
He's 100. He can't be president. He's 100. Okay, like, but we can come to your business. So let's say we came to Cannovative, right?
Yeah.
And we did a very educational little half an hour session. Mm-hmm. We would love a donation for that. And then there's more ways. We have some great sponsors: Source, Jenny's, Waveseer, Curaleaf, Old Pal. But yes, we would love it. And we can be written off if you're not a cannabis company.
Yeah.
Dope.
Tax deduction.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. Well, where can they find both you guys? Where can they contact you?
Find me on the gram, yo. Your old pal, Tina.
Yeah. I'm at Maddie Sally. MaddieSally.
Maddie Sally. And then, of course, Las Vegas Normal and Nevada Normal. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, normal website, all that good stuff.
Yeah, normal.org is a great resource. That's where you can keep up with all the latest news. All the action alerts are on there. So normal.org is a really good resource. You ever have anybody that wants to spit some bullshit about marijuana, you can hit them with normal.org, some fact sheets.
Dope. Yeah. Awesome. Great. Well, thank you guys.
Hey, thank you guys. No, you are awesome. Also a big shaped to you shape this community very well.
Yeah, you guys are the awesome.
We appreciate that very
and
much.
And JC just had a birthday, you know, and I meant everything that I said to you about the work that you do here in the community. And
yeah,
it's been like definitely a lot of hurdles for, you know, both of you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't easy all the time to navigate, but you've kept it going. You've kept the podcast going, the events. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for giving us an outlet.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Well, fuck. That was a dope episode.
That was good.
That was really good. 19 in the motherfucking books. Thank you guys so much for watching. This was the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. I am Anthony Lee, a.k.a. Full-Time Tony.
JC Coates.
JC motherfucking Coates. This is the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. We'll see you next Thursday. Peace.